So we can practice together. We'll begin with the experience of form again, with connection to the body. But then we'll also include being curious about this dimension of the mental formations, volitions, drives. Just connecting with the experience of the body sitting and feeling in whatever way that's apparent to us. It could be we feel a sense of pressure where the legs or feet are touching the ground. We can just let sounds come and go in the background. We can also let thoughts come and go in the background. We can just take the intention to be present as best we can. And as we connect to the sense of the body sitting, it might become apparent that the body is also breathing. So that could be a good place to rest the attention. You can notice if there's any particular mood or emotion or mental formation that is present at the moment. You don't need to strain too hard. If nothing is obvious, that's okay. But if there is, you can connect with it through direct experience of that in the mind, in the body. If there is some particular mood or emotion or drive that's there, Where do you feel that? What is that like? It's heat, it's movement. Is it bubbly? Quiet? How is it changing? Shifting? And if it's something that's very intense to be with, then you can go back and forth between something easier to be present with, like the breath or feeling of your hands or feet. And then tap in again to feeling that concoction formation. And if there's something that has arisen that you feel very caught in, maybe there are thoughts around it or a story, you can feel what it's like to be caught. You can even just label that, caught, captured. You can feel the struggle of that, feel the sense of that. Or if there's more sense of freedom and spaciousness, you can also label that, recognize that. And you can always go back again to connecting with the breath, body sitting. Just resting at ease as best you can. Remembering that this mindfulness or heartfulness can meet any experience. And that all of the experiences come and go. You can notice if there's any habit energies, volitions, mental formations that have arisen. And if so, what is that one like? And how are you relating to that? Is it possible that you're believing that to be me or mine or something that's always here, permanent? And just investigate very gently. The mental formations can be these drives or intentions that arise. And also the story that surrounds it is likewise some kind of mental formation. And usually if there is some kind of returning story, underneath of that is some emotional fuel, a drive that's feeding that story, coming back over and over again. So in practice, you can drop the attention into the energetic fuel underneath of that repeating story. And just be with that the best you can, rather than rethinking the same thoughts of the story over and over again. All of it coming and going, rising, passing away. with the mental formations, they might also have a valence of pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. And there might be some reactivity related to this.